bus passengers have spoken about their experiences in using the new B network. The first buses as part of the new B network were launched across Bolton and Wigan last Sunday. And in the first few days, Metro Mayor Andy Burnham apologised for teething issues. So the Bolton News decided to ask the regular users what they think about the new system. John Dickinson from Horwich said, "We have just waited half an hour for a bus coming from Horwich. They changed it from every 10 minutes to every 20 minutes last year. Normally you might wait 10 to 15 minutes, but half an hour is unusual. When it arrived, the bus was very full. People were stood from front to back. But I think it will get better. When you change something so fundamentally, there can be teething problems. This morning was very unusual. We will just have to see how it goes." His wife Jill added, "I feel sorry for the bus drivers as they get all the hassle. We like the electric buses though. They are a smoother ride and are better for the environment." Richard Miller, aged 48, of Bolton Town Centre said, "London was never deregulated and they have probably the best transport system in the country. I can understand what Andy Burnham is trying to do in bringing together buses, trains and trams so that it is one ticket instead of multiple." Another resident who didn't wish to be named said, "I live in Bromley Cross, facing where the bus service starts, and every bus has been turning up on time. Before, it was intermittent. The new system makes a lot more sense as it can be managed rather than being owned by private companies. I travel a lot around the town from Bromley Cross into Bolton and then back out towards Astley Bridge. Those bus services are quite good, but it has been better since the B network started." Vernon Everett, the Transport Commissioner at Greater Manchester Combined Authority, was at Bolton Interchange a few days after the network was launched to keep an eye on how buses were performing. He said, "It's been a massive change, but we are going to deliver much more reliable and affordable services, which will also be safe. We have got all the buses we need, all the drivers we need, and day by day this will become incrementally more reliable as the system gets used to the new services. Everyone involved is working so hard."